These two radio plays were recorded on January 25th, 2010, at the closing ceremony of the Buddhist Relief Mission Second Annual Intensive English Course at Buddhist Publication Society in Kandy, Sri Lanka. The first play is A Log Pays a Better Return, Sakchankira Jataka. It is performed by Delta Class.
It was when seeing Advailuvanath that the Buddha told this story about Devadatta. One day, the Buddha heard some bhikkhus talking about how Devadatta was ignorant of the Buddha's excellence and had even tried to kill him.
Bhikkhus, this is not the first time that Devadatta has tried to kill me. He did the same thing before.
Long, long ago, when Brahmadatta was residing in Varanasi, he had a son named Dottakumara, prince daughter of Prince Wicket. This prince was a vicious snake. He never spoke to anyone without use of blows, as welcome as great in the eye. He was detested by everyone in the kingdom.
One day, Blind Doctor went with a lust and toilet to bathe in the river. When they reached the river bend, the sky became dark, as severe than the storm was coming. The servant expected the Blind to order them to return to the cathedral. They began repacking everything.
Hurry up, you lazy scoundrels! Why are you so tall? Take me to the middle of the river and bathe me!
The servants whispered to each other. Then they carried the prince to the middle of the river. Instead of bathing him, however, they threw him into the deep water.
Good riddance, Bruce. That is what you deserve.
It is too bad that he cannot swim.
Avatar, what can the king do?
Let's go back to the palace and see the king.
Where is my son?
What? Isn't he here, Your Majesty?
We took him to the river for bathe, but the severe storm came. We were very busy packing everything we had taken with us.
When we finished, we did see him, so we sent that he returned on his own. We just came back.
Oh no, my son is lost. Quick, man, hurry to the river bank. We must find my son. Never mind the storm. Hurry, there's no time to lose.
The king and his men thought, but they could find no trace of Prince Doka, heartbroken. The king returned to the palace. The prince had not drowned in the darkness. He had struck against a log, clinging to it. He was swept downstream.
Help! Someone save me! Help!
Years before, a wealthy merchant in Varanasi had buried millions in gold on the river bank. After he died because of his attachment to his gold, he had been reborn as a snake and lived near his beloved treasure.
Near the snake, please. Now the rich man had buried his fortune in gold and several coins because he is craving for his wealth.
He had been reborn as a rat and lived in another hole near his treasure.
During the storm, water flooded the holes of the snake and the rat. The two animals struggled in the river till they found the step long. The prisoner was clinging to. The snake clogged up on one end, and the rat clambered up on the other.
The storm also uprooted a sweet cotton tree. A young parrot, who had lived in the tree, fell into the river. He ended up on the log with the others. The poor creatures, the prince, the snake, the rat, and the parrot, were more afraid of drowning than of each other. In the darkness, they floated downstream together on the log.
Help! Help me! Help!
Downstream lived a Brahmin who had become a gnostic. At midnight, he was walking back and forth. He heard the prince crying for help.
Help me! Save me!
Oh dear! Who can that be? Someone is a danger. I have born to show compassion to all. I cannot allow this person to perish. I must rescue him. Don't be afraid, I am coming.
He started plunged into the water, grasped the log and put it to the river bank. He lifted the prince out of the water and put him on the ground. Then the ascetic noticed the three animals who were also on the log. He rescued them and carried them to his hermitage, asking the prince to follow. He lit fire and warmed the animals fast, reasoning that they were weaker.
When he was sure that the animals were out of danger, he looked after the prince. When all the new arrivals were warm and dry, the ascetic brought out various kinds of food, feeding the animals first before taking care of the prince. The infuriated prince Dutta.
This caravan ascetic pays no respect to my royal birth. He gives down to be the presidents over me.
A few days later, all of four had recovered their strength and the water had rested.
Kuvain, father, you have done me a great service. I am now poor. I have millions in good in hidden away. If you ever need money, or my home will you be yours. Just come to my place and call slave.
Thank you, my friend. Farewell.
Goodbye, father. You are welcome to my treasure. If you ever need it, come to my whole assembly call.
Thank you, my friend. Farewell.
Goodbye, father. I have no silver or gold, but if you ever want choice rice, come to where I live and call out parrot. My relatives and I will give you wagon loads of rice.
Thank you, my friend. Farewell.
The prince observed all of this, but his heart was full of anger. He secretly resolved to put his benefactor to death. If the ascetic should ever visit him, but he disguised his evil intention.
Kuvain, father, come and see me when I am king, and I will give you the first requisites.
Thank you, my friend. Farewell.
Not long after what, Prince Dr. B.K. came. One day, the executive decided to put the promises of the food to the test.
Snake!
Hello, Father. Body is right here, next to my home. It is a fortune in gold. Please dig that and take it off.
Thank you. This is a fine for now. Where I need it, I will not forget. Right.
Hello, Father. Barbara is there next to my hole. There is a fortune and coin. Please dig it out and take it off.
Thank you. This is a fine for now. Where I need it, I will not forget. Parrot!
Hello, Father. Shall my relatives gather paddy from all the regions around the Himalayas?
Not yet, but when the time comes, I will not forget your offer.
Truly still fine with these three responses. The ascetics proceeded to Varanasi and stayed in the royal garden. The next morning, he carefully arranged his robe and entered the city for arms. The king happened to be riding around the city on his royal elephant with a vast entourage.
There's that childish ascetic coming to spend on me. I must get it off him before he tells everyone how he saves my life.
Hey, you, captain! That ascetic who is coming to be back from me is a wicked scoundrel. Make sure he does not come near. Seize him and tie him up. March him to the southern gate, beating him to every crossroad. At the execution's ground, chop out his head and impale his body on the street.
Yes, Your Majesty. The guards grabbed the fatigue, bound his arms securely behind his back, and led him to the street, touching him with wit at every corner. Despite the hatching beaten, the fatigue remained calm. Though he knew that the guards intended to accuse him, he never cut down nor begged for mercy. As they led him loudly repeated a single word over and over.
The noble one whose thought is proud truth alone pays better than the some men do. The noble one whose thought is proud truth alone pays better than some men do. They know the war whose power this power to a long pace a better return than some men do.
I answer this. Please repeat the same verse again and again.
I wonder what he means.
He must be talking about the king.
The universe, what good chance did you do for our king?
In reply, the ascetic related the whole story.
Thus, by rescuing him from drowning, I brought all this trouble upon myself. When I thought how I ignored those wise words from the past, I could not repeat them as just hard.
That's terrible.
What an outrage.
Our king is an ungrateful wretch. He extinguishes him life, and this is how he rewards him. Thou wast the king, see the time rest.
The angry mob rushed forward and pulled the king down from his white elephant. Attacked from all sides, King Duda died on the spot and his battle corpse was thrown into a ditch.
Hooray! We have got in right order, ignoble king.
We need new kings. Who should it be? Who should it be?
Last after his death, he is very wise.
Another sir, why you be our new king?
I cannot choose. I will be your king.
The new king root in righteousness. One day, he decided once more to test the snake, the rat, and the pharaoh. Accompanied by a large retinue, he went to the river bank.
Snake! Your Majesty, here is your treasure. Please take this.
Men, lower this gold onto cars and take it the trial treasure. My friend, please come with me to the Red Home. Red!
Your Majesty, here is your treasure. Please take this.
Men, lower this gold onto the cart and take it the Red Treasure. My prince, please come with me to the palace home. Parrot!
Your Majesty, shall my relatives gather teddy from all the regions around the Himamat?
Not yet. We will not trouble you until rice is edited. Now let us return together to the city.
Back in the palace, the king ordered a golden tube for the snake to live in, a crystal house for the rat, and a golden cage for the parrot. Every day, servants prepare special food, which they serve in golden dishes, to the three creatures, parched corn for the parrot and the snake, and scented rice for the rat. The king, excellent in generosity and good deeds, and the four friends live in harmony and goodwill. When their end came, they passed away, each to pay according to his deserts.
Thus, you see, Bhikkhus, this is not the first time that Devadatta has tried to kill me. At that time, Devadatta was King Duta, Sariputta was the snake, Moggallana was the rat, Ananda was the parrot, and I was the richer ascetic who won the kingdom.